Hello, everyone. This is Winston. I just wanted to thank Elise Davis for joining us today on our podcast. I hope that you all will take some time to really listen to what she shares in regards to the courage and her real view about helping and growing within her profession and within the world. So I love meeting her. I share all the time that she's one of the most courageous people that I've ever met. And so we're really hoping that you enjoy our podcast today. And keep in mind, go to therisingtidescharity.org. We've got some great info. We're looking for people to help sign up for our newsletters and for our events that we'll be having in the future. So we hope that you join us. We've got some great things coming in 2019. So stay tuned. And again, thank you for listening to this podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes and Podbean. Take care, everyone. This is Winston. Hello, everyone. This is Winston Wilson with Rising Tides. I am here with Elise Davis, one of the most courageous people that I know. As you know, our podcast is about talking to people who are creative and helping our creative community do fantastic things. Our vision is really clear. We create, then we share, then we serve, and not necessarily in that order. So with that being said, I want to welcome Elise to our conversation. So hello, Elise.
Hello, Winston.
Hello. So as you all know, we really want to spend a few moments to talk to everyone and see how they're doing. I was remarking to someone the other day, and Elise, maybe you'll feel this way, is that there's so many creative people in Atlanta that we can literally have a podcast every day and never run out of people to talk to.
Agreed.
Yeah, so and so what I want to do real quick is that I know that you're well known amongst our community, but why don't you take a minute or two and share with our audience some of the things that's going on with you and some of the things that you're up to.
I have a lot going on right now. I am presently preparing for a play called A Girl's Gotta Do What a Girl's Gotta Do. It will be performed February 2nd at the Clayton County Performing Arts Center, Clayton County Performing Arts Center. And that's what I have going on the acting side. Let's see, makeup. I'm working on a TV show right now called Country Boys. We actually premiered this on October 27th in Augusta. We filmed in Waynesboro all those weekends. And I'm really excited to see the finished product. So also been working behind the scenes with the Sour Milk Project with Jason Louder and Paige. I've done makeup for that. I'm not only just a makeup artist, but I'm a writer as well. And so I wrote the bios for the executive team. And so that was a great experience, learning about so many forces to be reckoned in the creative community. It was a blessing to be able to do that.
Yeah, that is no doubt. Are you originally from Augusta? I don't know. I think I don't know if we shared that before.
No, I'm actually from Nashville, Tennessee. And I came to Atlanta for Spelman and just never left.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I think your story is a similar story to many of us, coming from somewhere else to get to this wonderful city.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your work in makeup and that kind of thing. How did you get involved in that? Is that something you've always done?
No, actually. I actually taught in the school system for 15 years as an elementary school teacher, grades 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Really, with the makeup thing, it all started with my afro.
Oh, wow.
And when you see me now, of course, I have no hair. I'm Dora Milaje, Wakanda forever.
It's very nice.
Yeah, so you said what?
I said that's very nice. You know, black women, the great thing about black women is that they're so, every time I see a black woman and their hairstyle, it's always beautiful. And as a black woman, you can choose what you want to do whenever you want to do it.
Exactly. And years ago, I used to wear my hair straight all the time. I used to get it pressed out. I was natural years before it became trendy or what have you. But I decided in 2011 that I wanted to let my curls out. So I cut off what we call the permed ends. And I just fell in love with my afro, and I kept just feeling myself. And I was like, you know what? This would look great.
That's awesome.
With a winged eye and a red lip. And so I started getting into makeup, and I went to YouTube University. I was up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning doing different looks on my face and just all of this. And some of my friends would take notice and say, hey, really good. And then they kept noticing and asked to do theirs, and it made them feel like the level of confidence just shot up. It was just amazing.
That's fantastic.
The transformation. So now I'm into transforming beauty, whether it's, you know, making sure actors look like they just woke up like this, or even, you know, I've gotten into the blood and the gore, the special effects, the scarring, the gunshot wounds. I love the gore too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I am writing for that project you mentioned earlier. I am writing my first horror themed show. I've written everything else in the world, but something around horror. And so for a while, I've actually abhorred writing something about horror. So I'm super excited about doing it. And so I think we'll get a chance to work with each other, because I think I will have I'll have some stylish gore kind of makeup thoughts within the writing of that show. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. So, you know, one thing you mentioned is that you were once
Sounds cool. Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about it.
Yeah, you mentioned once that you were a school teacher, and that's why I always, when I talk to you, I always talk about your courage, because a lot of us, including myself, don't really have the courage that you've had in order to make that choice to pursue creativity full time. And so every time I talk to you, you really inspire me, that you, and not just because of that, but because of that, and you're also raising some kings at the same time. So you're really, really, in my opinion, really exemplifying courage out in our world. What, you know, anything to say about that? But because I just think that's just so wonderful.
It's funny because, you know, a lot of times when you're in the midst of decision making, sometimes you don't see what others can on the outside. But I guess if I reflect on my journey, I have been courageous. I saw or heard earlier today that courage is just fear that prayed.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's really what I've done. Like, I was scared the whole time. For instance, because I've literally flipped my world upside down twice. Wow. Within the past couple years, left an abusive marriage. And that was courage in the form of fear that prayed. And I knew there had to be a change. And so I focused on that first. And then within this year, I actually resigned from teaching after 15 years to jump into makeup and writing full time. Again, I knew there was change. I knew there was something bigger and better. And so that's what I focused on.
Well, I tell you, from my view, you have... I said it before about you being inspirational, but I think one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the podcast is that there's many people in circumstances like you described, where they don't know whether they should make a choice or they have that fear that you talked about. And so a lot of times we'll say, well, we have the fear, and then we'll try to bottle it up or lash out or do something else like a vice. And as opposed to really going for the creative side of ourselves. And I have to tell you, Elise, what you're doing is actually like the purpose of our organization. It's the reason why we created this charity. So I'm so glad to have you here with us to talk about yourself and to share with others who are thinking about what to do and what not to do, that there are people who are doing it right now.
So
thank you so much for that. With that being said, tell me about your views on, and I think I mentioned a bit of it as we started, about our community, about specifically about our Atlanta creative community. Tell us a little bit about your view into how that is.
The film community here, the creative community rather, has become really what America used to be called. We used to call the male scene, but that's what Atlanta has become. For creatives of all types, I mean, we're constantly attracting people all over. And I am one of those people that, although I've only been in Atlanta for about 20 years now, it'll be 20 years next year, I am still of the thought that people should stop moving here because we're full. I'm kidding. But traffic is ridiculous.
Yes, that's for sure.
Just the amount of talent and perspective and range and variety and styles that have settled here has made Atlanta this beautiful kaleidoscope of just genius and art. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's great that, you know, a lot of the people here, you know, are actually open and willing, well, other talent, other creatives. And so projects become this wonderful melting pot of just genius, really. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So I've been here about the same time, probably a few more years than you have, probably about 3 more years. And I've seen the population explode, and so that traffic that you mentioned, that's a real thing. That's not like a joke. that's a real scenario. And the thing I love is that I decided to reignite my creativity a few years ago, probably a decade ago. And being in Atlanta to me is like the best place to be that, or to do that, because you can really have such a variety of people to interact with,
right,
and talk to. Mm-hmm. So you can deal with people who are at the big venues like the Alliance Theater and spend time there, or you can go to productions that are small, you know, that are in the back of some clothing store. And so you just, so it's really wide variety, and that's what I really love. And I think it sounds like you appreciate that as well.
I do. Because, I mean, it generates so many different opportunities to work, to express, and to connect with other creatives. It's really powerful just being here and getting out there. There's always something to do. So there's always opportunities to meet somebody. Always.
Yes.
And one thing one of my old mentors taught me was, in networking, it's not like you just pass out a business card. You make connections with people. You build relationships. And so that changed my life because, of course, being employed for so long, I had to make a mindset shift.
Yeah.
In order to be self-employed, to be an entrepreneur, to walk this journey. So relationships are so key. Especially in our industry. And then they just make coming to set just amazing because you're having fun, you're getting stuff done, you're building, you're creating with people who you care about, whose passions you're working to push and fulfill. So
yeah.
Again, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I tell you, there's something to be said about shared experiences, especially in our creative world. That, you know, it's just something that I think a lot of people who aren't in that world, they only get a glimpse into what that looks like. But when you're really when you're really creating something with someone, and then it's just shared experience, it's sort of like, I'll try to make probably an equivalent to like when people have to go through like a training together, or they go to a boot camp, or they go to some kind of sports team thing. All of those things are shared experiences, and you can feel that same way within the creative world. You really can.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, since you've got a decent sense of the community, who are some of the people within the community here in the city that you kind of look to and who have been inspirational or motivating to you?
Well, I will first say Cynthia of Cynthia Online. She is the makeup artist that put my first film set.
Wow. Can you say her name again? What was her name again?
Cynthia. Yes, Cynthia Maria.
Okay.
Prolific makeup artist. I mean, she's a genius. Oh my gosh. She put me on the film scene initially. So I thank God for her because she saw something in me that I didn't see myself. Another person that saw some things in me that I didn't see was Anthony Page. He only saw me on set one day. Jason Louder put me on the Sour Milk set for makeup. Anthony saw a little bit more than just the makeup artist. He put me in front of the camera for the first time as an actor.
Wow.
So he sees that I may be, you know, able to become a producer one day. And so I helped out with his connections. I've helped out with Michael's Black on Purpose TV. He had a writing workshop. I helped put on the Content Creator Awards with AZ from Bridge 17 Script Writing Studios. Both of those experiences were awesome, and I learned a lot, and I enjoyed myself. They have to be two of the top ones. Deontay Trundle of Indie Film Loop. That was the first set I actually worked with, and Jason Louder was the star of that 48-hour film project, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
But Deontay is so innovative and in building the film community and expanding and providing opportunities for collaboration.
From
we've only known each other a short amount of time, but your creativity from Super Loser that I enjoyed a couple nights ago.
Oh, thank you.
Was just mind blowing. And even being able to raise your son in acting, I mean, just what we saw from him was great. I mean, oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Camille Arnett from Cap Studios. Was the director and one of the stars of the film Maddie Discovery. That was my first feature film I did as a makeup artist. It's the first time I made my own blood.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes, it was awesome. It was like a big event when I came to say, like, hey, guys, I made my own blood.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, wow, that's great. A lot of those names that you mentioned are names that I'm familiar with, and some are new, so I'm going to have to connect with you about connecting with them. And thank you so much for the compliment on Super Loser. It was a great experience.
Yes.
So, yeah, I tell you, my life has changed tremendously by meeting all of you guys, and not just doing the creative part, but like trying to figure out how do we help each other in all aspects, and that includes the business portions and the relationship portions and the personal development portions. All of that has just been transformational, and I think it's been great, and I think we're really making an impact on the community, specifically around those people who are sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out what to do next.
Right.
So let me ask that, you know, for our audience here, and I know that they'll be inspired and sparked by what you've said today. How are some ways that they can connect with you or reach out to you?
Okay. Well, there's multiple ways. My makeup website is www.elysdavismua.com. That's ELYSE, Davis, MUA.com. I'm also Elise Davis MUA on Instagram. I don't have an actor page yet, but that is coming soon. But I do post what I've done in acting on my personal page, which is eclectic_Elise. So it's eclectic_Elise, which is Elyse. And if you would like to check me out as far as my writing services, I am an editor. I edit books, scripts, screenplays, blogs, anything in print, I'm gonna get perfect. And so you can reach me at elisetheeditor@gmail.com, elisetheeditor@gmail.com.
All right, that's great. elisetheeditor@gmail.com.
Yes.
That is great. I will definitely, personally, I'm one of those writers that if I want to write something, I am very prolific. And so if I say I want to write something that's got to be done in 2 weeks, it'll be done in 2 weeks or in 2 days. Hence, I need an editor. So I need someone like you to be an editor for us. Elise, anything, and thank you again for being with us. Is there anything you want to share?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to share with those out there who are aspiring to be creative, or they're thinking about what they should do next? Any thoughts and words that you'd like to share with anyone in our audience about that?
Definitely continue to educate yourself, develop your craft, and then go to where creatives are. Whether it's networking events, premieres, anything like that. I'm humongous on finding events around Atlanta. So I'm constantly on Instagram and Facebook looking for events, looking at different hashtags. Just start, like I said, develop your craft. And build relationships, because that's what it all boils down to. You will not get a job. You will not get hired unless the person knows, likes, and trusts you. So, and you show that. You show your worthiness of being known and liked and trusted by building relationships. So,
that is great. That is such great words of wisdom for us all. We're all here created to create things, and part of that creation is for us to work and to help each other, and relationships are a key piece of that. So thank you for and thank you for joining. I would encourage all of those who are listening today to take heed to the things that Elise shared with us today. She is a wonderful spirit. In this world, you can see spirit. You can almost see the aura of people around you, and she is just definitely doing that. For the audience there today, please make sure you subscribe or give us feedback. We are available on iTunes. We use a service that once we upload our podcast, it goes directly to our social media. So you can check us out on Facebook and give us feedback and join our cause. Atlanta is too dope for us to be sitting in the shadows. So we're going to continue to push all of the creators out there. And by the time this podcast over the next few years, our hope is that we have gotten everyone we know who's got a creative fire in their belly to be out there and to share what they're doing, and for us to support each other. So with that being said, my name is Winston. You all are wonderful. We love you all, and thank you for joining today on the Rising Tides podcast. I'd like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter to join our community at info@RisingTidesCharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.